hear today's show again, go to the podcast section on the Access WDUN app. Now back to Home Matters, presented by the Norton Agency on AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
We're going to return to Tim Evans in a moment, but first, Bob Hollis's segment, Now You Know.
Hey, a few weeks back, I talked about your garage, your overhead garage door, and making sure it was maintained properly, and springs and things like that. But today, I want to talk about garage safety. And what's the rest of your garage or your carport like? Is it a safe condition? Here's some things to look for. Place your hazardous materials out of reach. Store these materials responsibly. For example, fertilizers, pesticides, gasoline, cleaning products, car maintenance fluids, paint, solvents. Those are just a few examples. You want to store those up high and out of reach of small children and animals. Ever get a dog or a cat getting into solvents? It's not a good outcome. Ideally, these should be locked up inside a vented cabinet, but if you can't, at least get them up on a high shelf. Store your power tools safely. Eliminate any safety concerns by making sure the power tools are kept in the garage or properly stored so kids can't access them. For added safety, unplug any stationary tools that are not in use. For example, if you got a table saw out in your garage, unplug it when you're not using it. Keep sharp tools stored safely. Rakes, shovels, pruners, many other types of yard tools. Anything with sharp edges, they're unsafe and they should properly be put away. You know, after a long day of yard work, it's easy to get a little careless and just lean your shovels and your tools and your pickaxe up against the wall. That's a good way to have them fall over and hit a small child or even put a nice dent or scratch in your vehicle. Keep your floor clean. Sweep up any spills, sawdust, and debris. Properly dispose of any oily rags. Always have a fire extinguisher and a first aid kit close by. And lastly, deal with clutter. Eliminate the chance for trip hazards and items falling over. Boxes and paper products set too close to flammables are potential fire hazards. Bicycles. If you've got bicycles, make sure they're secure. Make sure they're either in a rack or have a good kickstand. But the last thing in the world you want to do with a bicycle is just lean it up against the wall or lean it up against something because they can fall over. You know, make use of many available storage systems in the garages, the slat wall systems, the storage racks, pegboards, or even cabinets. Just remember the rule of thumb, a place for everything and everything in its place. And now you know.